From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States threatens additional sanctions if Russia does not de-escalate the situation in Ukraine. And in Afghanistan, continued efforts to rescue survivors. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling the release of European monitors taken captive by pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine a positive step, but says more is needed to de-escalate the situation. Speaking today from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kerry said it's important that Russia withdraw support for the separatists who seized a number of government buildings in eastern Ukraine. The Russian Foreign Ministry says that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told Kerry the U.S. should use its influence to make Ukraine's government stop its military operations inside the country's border in the country's southeast. Pro-Russian separatists freed the seven observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe on Saturday, along with their five Ukrainian assistants. Ukraine expanded its military offensive today against the pro-Russian separatists, as VOA's Brian Padden reports.
Ukrainian forces moved into Kramatorsk, a town about 17 kilometers south of Slovansk. Kramatorsk resident Andrei Kravchuk told VOA he could hear explosions and gunfire. Vasil Krutov, the head of Ukraine's anti-terrorist center, reported heavy fighting and clashes in Kramatorsk with a number of casualties. Ukrainian forces are facing a very serious aggressor. What's happening in Donetsk and across the eastern region, Krutov told reporters, is not just a planned short-term action, it's actually war. Krutov said Ukrainian forces now have control of all roads leading into Slovansk. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kiev.
Secretary of State Kerry has made a fresh appeal for South Sudan's warring factions to seek peace. During a speech today in Addis Ababa, Kerry pressed for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel chief Riek Machar to engage in direct talks.
If both sides do not take bold steps to end the violence, they risk plunging South Sudan into greater desperation and even famine. And that famine could be right around the corner if we don't turn the corner ourselves in the next days. They will completely destroy what they claim they are fighting for if we do not make a difference now.
Kerry met with Mr. Kiir in South Sudan on Friday and later spoke by phone to Machar in a bid to get the two leaders to attend peace talks in Ethiopia. Kerry also spoke about the disappearance of 276 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted last month and still unaccounted for, calling their kidnapping an unconscionable crime. Borno State Police and intelligence officials raised their estimate of the number of missing late Thursday after complaints from parents who said the earlier numbers were too low. Afghan rescuers and volunteers dug through meters of mud today in a desperate search for survivors or bodies of those caught in Friday's massive landslide in the remote northeast. Figures on the number of people killed range from a few hundred to more than 2,000. Sharon Bain reports from Islamabad.
Using their bare hands and shovels, rescuers on Saturday were trying to dig through some 10 meters of mud and rock that collapsed under torrential rains and buried hundreds of homes in northern Afghanistan. Because of the remoteness of the location in the far north of Afghanistan, delivering heavy rescue equipment is difficult, officials said. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed his support to Afghanistan after hearing reports of the devastation.
Just as the United States has stood with the people of Afghanistan through a difficult decade, we stand ready to help our Afghan partners as they respond to this disaster.
Survivors and the homeless are in desperate need of water, medical help, food, and emergency shelter. The Afghan Red Crescent Society and various other non-governmental organizations are rushing aid to the area. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
A bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least seven people, including a former senior regional administrator. Investigators say the bombing occurred today at a busy intersection in Mogadishu as a vehicle carrying a former secretary of administration, Colonel Abdelkafi Osman Hilal, passing by. A reporter told VOA the administrator is among the dead. Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. At least three people were killed after a pair of explosions rocked the Kenyan port city of Mombasa today. Investigators say an explosive device detonated near a bus stop, left three people dead and wounded several others. A second blast occurred near a beachside hotel. There have been no reports of casualties in that one. I'm Marty Johnson, VOA News, Washington. More news, voanews.com.